gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis podcast. This is a podcast where you learn how to increase your attraction, level up your dating game, and embrace the alpha mentality. My name is Joshua Segafis. I help men to improve their dating lives through the power of self-development, evolutionary masculinity, and the alpha mentality. And what we are talking about today is very important. Women hide this dating secret, the mate selection equation revealed. Here is the truth of the matter. There is a secret to mate selection. To the female mate selection process. There is an equation, there's a formula to it. And when you figure it out, you can drastically, massively increase your odds of dating success. In other words, you can go from being confused, not understanding what will get you success when you meet with women, when you match with women on dating apps, when you cold approach women. You can live in a state of like trial and error, hit or miss, not quite, you know, figuring out the common denominators to success and failure, and you can just kind of stumble your way through. This is what most successful men do on the dating marketplace. Not just like, this isn't what most men do, most successful men even do this. Much less so the men who fail. The men who fail, they not only fail to understand this mate selection equation, but they literally make all the wrong choices leading up to their opportunities with women because they do not know how to run all of their interactions through the proper behavioral filters, okay? Now, I'm going to explain this to you in very simple terms. This is what I discovered during my dating journey. In fact, I used to suck at dating. I had a horrible dating life, horrible dating experience. It was so bad that I went on like a life journey to try to learn about women, to try to learn how to become a successful man on the dating marketplace. And it was very successful. It took me a while. It took me about 2.5 years. I did a lot of studying, a lot of reading, a lot of research, a lot of trial and error. And I had a lot of adventures along the way. And I went from being the kind of guy who couldn't get a text back to being the kind of guy who could write my own dating check, have whatever kind of dating life I wanted. And what I'm about to tell you is so powerful in the sense of it being one of the primary mechanisms that helped me to discover success. In fact, I was relatively successful relatively early on in my dating journey, but the fact that I kept missing on this equation, I kept missing on this crucial behavior filter, caused me to be so confused and frustrated. I was like, why do I succeed sometimes and why do I fail sometimes? Well, I'm about to tell you exactly the answer. When I fixed this problem, the vast majority of my dating problems lined right out. Don't get me wrong. This isn't an unrealistic, crazy, superhuman thing. You know, there's no such thing as being able to get any woman you want. There is still preferences. Women are still going to choose mates selectively. However, what you want to do is you want to maximize your opportunity with every single woman. You want to be able to show every single woman you meet a particular range of your qualities in a particular type of way so that it will trigger her mate selection instincts and make her think to herself, wow, my instincts are telling me this is a good guy. This is the kind of guy I want to date, right? There is a way to do this, and it will massively increase your odds for success with the women who think that you're already having some potential, think you're a little bit attractive, right? There's that spark of chemistry, and then this will ignite it into a fire. That is what you want to do. You don't have to win with every single interaction. What you want to do is win in as many interactions as possible. And when I say win, I mean have a great engagement, have a great date, have great romance, have great intimacy, actually interface with the feminine in a powerful, positive, and productive way, okay? That's good for both you and her. And I'm going to lay it all out for you. So first of all, what is the secret? There is a mate selection equation, first of all, okay? And it is hidden from most men. Most men do not realize it exists. Why is it hidden? Why do women hide it? Okay, the truth of the matter is that it isn't necessarily consciously being hidden by women, okay? The truth is that it's actually pretty difficult to quantify. Like, it's really difficult to look at the dating situation and to quantify this into words unless you put a lot of time and energy and effort into it, okay? And this is what I did in my dating life. I spent a lot of time working on this particular equation, this particular behavioral formula. And if you want to learn the entire process in depth from beginning to end, you should check out my course down in the description. I have a full course, a course that covers not only evolutionary masculinity, but also dating and mate selection processes, human behavior, and all of these different things. You can go down there, you can find the exact same system that I used to go from Dating Zero to Dating Hero in my own life. And in that course, you'll get the full, like hours and hours of content to really explain it. But I'm going to give you the concise version here. The truth is, women often try to communicate this to men. Women are trying to tell you this probably in their own way, but it is so easy for it to get lost in translation. And it often feels like hidden knowledge, the people who do discover it. And the men who discover this, they tend to be those types of guys who just have no problems with dating. The kind of guy who always has a beautiful woman on his arm, the kind of guy who seems to just be a natural. Like, these are the types of guys who probably have this figured out. Some guys even actually literally come by this intuitively. I wasn't one of those guys, but some guys do. But at the end of the day, it really comes back to this age-old question. What do women really want? Okay, if you can answer this, you'd answer the equation. But the truth is that there is an answer to it. It's just not incredibly intuitive, and it takes a lot of research to figure out what's going on. And I've done a lot of research. I've talked to a lot of women. I've dated a lot of women. And here's what I've come up with. Women want men who display high value markers in the following basic categories. Now, stick with me. This is really important. This is going to be a little bit complicated at first, but it's very quickly going to make sense. Okay. What's crucial for you to understand about this equation is that women evolved to filter male signals. I call these attraction markers. They filter them through a sort of instinctual mate selection process that goes on in their brain. It just runs. It's like a program that runs beneath the surface. And then most men get filtered out. Why do they get filtered out? Because they're not displaying the proper high value metrics to get past the filter. So you have to display, broadcast high enough value metrics to actually break through the filter. And once you do, women start seeing you differently. They stop tuning you out and start looking at you as a legitimate sexual option. Okay. And this is very difficult for a lot of men to hear, because the truth of the matter is that if we want to use this equation, this behavioral filter, to our advantage, we actually have to work on increasing these value metrics. We have to work on broadcasting them in such a way that we will break through that filter that women have running that filters out low value mates and only kind of like puts their focus on the high value mates. Okay. Now, what do women really want? Like, what is the program looking for? Okay. Women want men who display high value markers in the following basic categories. Now, stick with me, this is very important. Wealth, power, status, physical health, strength, and athleticism, social prowess, intelligence, and leadership potential. Leadership ability is also another way to describe it. So when you put all these things together, what you're basically looking for is a man who fits the high value male archetype. Okay. He's leadership minded. He's getting his money. He's a powerful man. He's a man of status. He's a man of wealth. He's a man who understands how to work a room socially, right? The classic attractive gentleman. But alone, that's not enough. And this is what always confused me. The behavioral filter is incomplete if this is all that you run through it. There are two more aspects to this that I never understood before until I started talking to a lot of women. I spent a lot of time actually interviewing women back before I ever had a podcast, before I ever had a blog, anything. And I would ask them about their dating lives. I would ask them about what they were looking for in men. I would ask them about their past relationships and their future, what they hoped to find in a mate and all these things. And I read a lot of books too. Read all kinds of books on evolutionary psychology and on human mating behavior and on love and romance and all the brain chemicals. And here's what I found. I found that there are basically two variables that go along with these attributes that truly make all the difference. So you've got these value metrics. Then you have what I call the alpha mentality. Now, this is not a new concept. I call it the alpha mentality, but a lot of people call it a lot of different things. But what it really comes down to is this. Being truly alpha, as I call it, really comes down to living with intention, living a purpose-driven life. So having a purpose and a mission for your life, an overarching purpose, and always striving to be the best man in the room. Not just striving to be a little bit better, that is also important, but literally having a goal of becoming the top level, the greatest man in the room, in what? in all of these value metric areas that I just mentioned a minute ago. Wealth, power status, physical health, strength, athleticism, social prowess, intelligence, and leadership potential. And if you want to get even a little more detailed, we could talk about the 9 vital life domains. That's a little bit complicated for this video. If you want to learn more about the 9 vital life domains, you can either download my course or you can download my free ebook. You can find a link to that in the description. That'll go through that for you. But these metrics do good enough. It's close enough. And it keeps it a little simple. So the alpha mentality is an important variable, okay? The next important variable is evolutionary masculinity. And I mentioned this at the beginning of the video. I talk about this all the time. This is so crucial. What is evolutionary masculinity? Well, masculinity can best be defined as the characteristics, traits, and values that we extrapolate from the core masculine evolutionary mandate, which is this: to generate resources, solve problems, and provide safety and security so that the tribe can survive and thrive. This is the classic protector-provider framework. Now, here's what you need to do. You need to take all of these value metrics, wealth, power, status, physical health, strength, and athleticism, social prowess, intelligence, leadership potential, and you need to integrate into that the alpha mentality, being intentional, living with a purpose, striving to be the best man in the room. And then you have to run all of that through the filter, the behavioral filter of evolutionary masculinity, which is believing that the purpose of man, the evolutionary purpose of man, is to generate resources, solve problems, provide safety and security so that the tribe can survive and thrive. When you package all of that together and you really sit down and think about that, you come up with an equation for how to broadcast your attraction metrics literally in the exact perfect fashion for the female mate selection instincts to pick up on, recognize, and let through the filter. This is how you get on a woman's radar. This is why 80% of men don't even make it onto a woman's radar, and only 20% of men do. This is why on dating apps, the top 4% of profiles get the vast majority of right swipes. This is why so many more men find a broad range of women attractive than women do a broad range of men. I heard a statistic the other day that said if the average woman evaluates 10 men, statistically speaking, she'll only consider 2 of them as being attractive. Like, only 2 of them will even make it through the radar. There's a reason for this. Women are basically operating at a very high level of selective mating. And if you don't understand and properly run this program in your life as a man, you are not going to break through and register. I'm telling you, I learned this not only from my studying and research and trial and error, but literally through experience. When I began to operate as if this equation were true, I started to see massive amounts of success in my dating life. And the same has been true for everyone I have watched use this formula the correct way. That is truly the dating secret that women are hiding in plain sight, the mate selection equation revealed. And when you learn how to use it properly, you can truly decode the female brain to break through all of those attraction barriers and literally hack the female mate selection process to become the type of man that women actually not only notice, but want to get to know and meet and date. And there you have it. The mate selection equation revealed. It is true. This is the exact process I've used in my life, and I hope that you have understood it, and I hope that it has translated well so that you can also use it in yours. That's all I've got for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh the Gayfus signing off.